deal with that. We're going to have a lot of tunes. There's birthdays for two very special people. One is Kenny, who works on the show, and the other is coffee goddess Sin, who just turned 22, and we're going to play her song a little later on. And I don't know how I'm going to get all this stuff in, but there is a Rush Nazi song, but we'll have to send you to that because I don't think there's time. So that'll be coming up later. Rush Limbaugh, as I said earlier, was revealed to be a person addicted to prescription drugs. And after a broadcast late this past week, announced that he was about to check himself into a 30-day rehab. Now, even though he's been an extreme asshole and bigot and hate monger and myth perpetrator, I thought that it would still be worth the effort to attempt to help him and to assist in his rehab. And so the Reverend is going to do that now, because after all, it is a part of my business to try to produce miracles. And that is the effect, that is the intended effect of assisting with Rush's rehab. So Rush, we hope you are hearing this. There's a lot of people who tape the show, and it's relay broadcasted. So hopefully one of the tapers or somebody will get you a copy, unless somebody in the rehab center has a computer on and you happen to be tuned in live, which is even better. But the first major point to make to you, Rush, is to not use this simply to get off of Oxycontin or whatever painkillers you're addicted to, but as an opportunity to remake yourself so that you don't just return to assholism. Now, the Reverend does not believe in iron fists or tough love entirely. The Reverend believes in minimizing and even avoiding, if possible, the toughest of approaches for any social problem. However, in your case, some tough love is necessary. But we're also going to attempt to help you. And in the best case scenario, you will become human again. And reasonably balanced and free of your own bigotry and a lifetime of hate and ignorance. And we should always strive for the best case scenario. So whatever your starting point, and it's probably 100 below zero, there is still an up point to progress to. So even Jeffrey Dahmer, the other serial killers, Charles Manson, the criminal of the month, who happens to be a media darling, even these people can progress to the next point upward. In fact, even somebody miles below that, like, say, George Bush, has some potential somewhere inside to progress to the next step. And if that is the case, then even you can progress forward, heal a little, grow a little, and evolve a little. The Reverend must believe that a small part of you is redeemable. So we'll spank you a little bit for being an asshole, but we're also going to give you useful and valuable information and tools for healing. We won't call for you to be a casualty of the drug war that you support. We're going to call for treatment, sensible approaches, and humane treatment, so that you can grow. Not physically, of course, that's the last thing you need, but so that you can grow in your mind. First, we're going to introduce you to a new word, and that is science. The chances are very likely that you are going to get a lot of religious propaganda in your rehab and Christian supremacy, excuse me, higher power indoctrination. And so I want to tell you that you don't have to subscribe to that. While Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous and other higher power and 12-steppy groups do work for some people, there are other models, although you'd never know it, considering what whores a lot of social services are for not only the pharmaceutical industry, but also the 12-step monopoly. But there are other models, and as any halfway educated person in social services knows, you want to maximize choices and the choices, rights, and dignity of each person with whom you are working. So there are alternatives, including Rational Recovery, Secular Organization for Sobriety, Smart Recovery, and many others. And the Reverend can help you in that department. God, my handwriting bites. Even the most fucked up of all people progress, and I have seen it. So if people from way below, even you, can progress, hardcore addicts, chronically mentally ill people, then you can too, and that's worth repeating. So, Rush, we ask you to move in a forward direction despite starting at such a low point, and to go for the gusto to not just heal enough to return to being the same asshole that the public has seen even before your addiction, but to progress into a new and remade person. Avoid the religious propaganda of rehab that is probably at the place you checked yourself into, and use the clinical tools from the treatment for personal insight and growth. Trust the people who seem to know what they're doing within the facility that you have checked into, and change for the better. Then, and this is important, own up to your assholeness. You don't have to do it for the professionals, the clinicians, or even clergy, or the law, or anybody else, but do it for you. And do it alone if necessary. You know, but you need to own up to this and say this for the purpose of making progress possible. Say the following, Rush. I have been a fuck up and an asshole, and change must happen. And it's okay to say that. Most people I know have been there. This Reverend has been there. All of us have reached points like that in our lives. Just own up to it, even if you're doing it alone and not with the clinicians. Own up to it and say out loud, change must happen, and progress and growth must happen. And remember, not physical growth. Then make decisions. How do I progress? How can I make it right? And if necessary, leave radio. Move away. There are plenty of opportunities for a loud blowhard with a big mouth. A word that comes to mind in that department is management in the for-profit and in the non-profit world. So there are plenty of choices. There's plenty of means to implement change that is necessary. Do not be afraid of change. The Reverend will help you. And you get in touch, and we can work together. More on this later. Rush has also requested that people offer him his prayers while he endures rehab. So we'll do that a little later. I am a little talked out, so we'll save most of the stuff till later and play some tunes in a minute. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Tonight, you're going to get the credits and the thank yous at the end, but there is one special one that has to be done immediately. The Reverend thanks from far, far away, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, and please go there and check them out, and check out the Ms. Terry pages at RadioLeft.com. We have been in communication all week and all day today working on this show, and she has sent much of the valuable material, ideas, and general inspiration, and some other stuff I won't tell you about throughout the day, and has made this show what it is. So, let's play a song. This is going to go out to the American Christian Taliban, who continue to harass clinics, who continue to talk about avenging the death of executed anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill since last September, who continue to wreak havoc outside of clinics, who continue to be disregarded by John Ashcroft of the Justice Department, alias Ayatollah Ashcroft, who couldn't be bothered dealing with them, as they make terroristic threats and promise to continue their legacy that exceeds 100 bombings, over a dozen shooting incidents, several of which were fatal against doctors who perform abortions and other people, and have vowed to intensify their terrorism in rhetoric that is identical to the speeches of Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda folks. So this goes out to the American Christian Taliban, who continue to harass women at clinics as well as the staffs and doctors, and push for a death sentence against women known as the late-term abortion ban, and more on that later. This is Bad Religion doing American Jesus. Play.
the fussy army will. Expressions on the faces of the starting mill and the power of the man. Computer drives the clan. He's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's the preacher of TV, the false sincerity, the format written by the big computers and every air bomb. The kitchen no bombs and a pitfall that he inside me. Exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every
appeared on my right, Miss Belle, 'cause you were so very young. She's squirming for attention. I would wager that she'll get it. And me, I'm smiling, thinking of your tongue.
Ride the wave, bitch. Rock, rock, ride the wave.
That was DOA with This Naked doing All Across the USA. And that's on DOA's latest release, Win the Battle. And all DOA releases, including the old punk classics, are on their label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Before that, the Ramones did Rockaway Beach. Penelope Houston did Tongue. Professor X and Congo did War on Drugs. And started off with Bad Religion doing American Jesus. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is Rush on Drugs, about right-wing hate radio host and blowhard Rush Limbaugh, now in rehab if you turned in late. And we have some more Rush stuff and a few other items, probably way too much to cover. But if you want Jennifer Hunter to be a live guest when she comes through town the weekend before Halloween, or after, I believe the weekend before, and also, if you want to become one of her customers in her telephone domination service, you could check her out at jenniferhunterconsulting.com, or call her, even better, at 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and be sure to say the Reverend sent you. Okay, we have a lot of things to do regarding Rush Limbaugh, and you can also write your ideas for what to do with these Rush contests. Some ideas so far include making a video game or a paper mache Rush head, so people can throw the pills into the mouth. If you do that, please tell me, and I will promote it on the show, as well as a video project. And this is one we might run by Lord Jesus and the other people who are some of the maniacs who contribute ideas to the show. One emailer said nothing more than noticed that there was a drug-related movie called Rush. There is a song that the people who put up the website claim is Rush singing this. I don't know if that's true or not, but supposedly this is the actual Rush Limbaugh singing a song called I'm a Nazi. And it's on the web. We don't have it in the computer yet, but Jim from the Nexus show assures me that we'll have the King Missile song about Bush, Ms. Terry's latest creation in collaboration with Sister Mary Titwright, and the Rush Limbaugh I Am a Nazi song. If you can't wait for next week's show and you want the Rush Nazi song, go to geocities.com/WMKTONG/bootnewt/ I'm a Nazi, one word, no apostrophe, imanazi.htm, and you can hear Rush Limbaugh, the drug addict, singing I'm a Nazi. geocities.com/WMKTONG/bootnewt/imanazi.htm. Thank you, person who sent me that. And it's a shame not everybody gets this Philadelphia publication called Philadelphia Weekly, which is a weekly and comes out for free. And actually, it's online. And the cover story this week, Inside the Big Radio Convention by Jonathan Valenia, is online. So go to philadelphiaweekly.com if you want to read about this. You can read about all the assholes, Clear Channel, Infinity Broadcasting, Rush Limbaugh, who did the keynote address, Sean Hannity, and all kinds of other blowhards. PhiladelphiaWeekly.com, and click on Rush Limbaugh. And that is so worthwhile. And for the campus activists who write, you can now get the legendary Yippie speakers. A lot of 60s figureheads who are still alive and still at it. It's at Yippie, Y-I-P-P-I-E, YippieSpeakers.com. Speakers include Jefferson Airplane vocalist Grace Slick, Hunter Thompson, the writer, Paul Krasner, and from Cures Not Wars, Dana Beal, and others. You can get them on your campus, YippieSpeakers.com. And at Ms. Terry's station on the net, RadioLeft.com, you can click on an article entitled, Why Isn't Rush in Jail? In Light of His Support for the Drug War. That's at RadioLeft.com. Oh, I forgot to plug Michael Moore's book, Dude, Where's My Country? By Michael Moore is out now. And the cover is incredible, but the whole book is great. I've read half of it already. It's at michaelmoore.com. And Michael is toppling the Bush statue, much like the stage bullshit toppling of the Hussein statue shortly after the invasion began and occupation. For information on the forthcoming D.C. actions on October 25th, you can go to internationalanswer.org or unitedforpeace.org, and that's a national action. Okay, why aren't you working? That's better. And in Philadelphia, you can check out the Hip Hop Film Festival at hiphopfilmfestival.com. October is Breast Cancer Month, and a legitimate site that does not perpetrate the bullshit myth about abortion increasing the risk of breast cancer, which is a lie. A non-propaganda site is thebreastcancersite.com. Late-term abortion is close to being banned. It passed in the House of Representatives. And what that means is if it passes the Senate, then it will likely be signed by a Bin Laden Taliban clone named George Bush, the guy who illegally became the president of this nation by a coup, who vowed to sign such a ban. It is a death sentence against women. Even the proponents of the late-term ban and the anti-abortion movement as a whole know what liars they are. And that is why they have consistently pushed each version of this bill to have a no health exception clause, because they know that they are liars, and they know that at least 95% of all late-term abortion procedures are done because there is a serious health risk or life-threatening condition of the woman seeking the late-term abortion. So the ban would be useless with the health exception, which is the only condition Clinton would sign it when he was president. Pushing bills now with the no health exception clause means it will be a death sentence and a paralysis sentence and a permanent injury sentence to untold numbers of women in America. This is a bill that needs to be opposed. They are playing football with lives and with health, with serious health issues. The political whores in the White House and in Congress are gift wrapping a victory for the Taliban and other theocrats who support these kinds of things. It is a gift. It is a kiss and makeup with these people. And it is something to be vehemently opposed to. More Philadelphia news. A film about the stolen election of 2000 entitled Unprecedented the 2000 presidential election is going to be shown Sunday, November 9th at the Rotunda at 4014 Walnut Street. And you can check it out online at unprecedented.org. More election stuff. Bansagainstbush.com is now online. Bansagainstbush.com. Bands include NoFX, Jello Biafra, Good Charlotte, Sonic Youth, The Donnas, Green Day, Sum 41, Liars, Locust, and Erase Errata, and more. And they are connected to punkvoter.com. Way talked out. I have a book about Rush called Rush Limbaugh's a Big Fat Idiot, and if time permits, I will read some of that. The great book by Al Franken. And again, I recommend his brand new book, Liars, rather Lies, and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right. But let's play some songs, and we have some more Rush tribute songs to play. But first we're going to play a song for our birthday people. That includes Kenny from The Reverend Is In, and a very special dedication to a very special coffee goddess who just turned 22. This is by Wanderama. And even though side one of the single is the song I usually play called Every Day Should Be My Birthday, I'm going to play the other side, which I think she'll like better and most other people, including myself. It's a Grateful Dead cover from their first album of 1966 called Cream Puff War. This is redone in the 90s. This is Wanderama doing Cream Puff War. Lord, make this machine work. Go. Going to play a song that we usually play for the heavily drinking daughters, which is understandable, of George W. Numbnuts Bush, but we're going to play this for Rush tonight. This is by the Asylum Street Spankers from the Spanker Madness CD, and you can check them out at asylumstreetspankers.com. This is entitled Beer.
a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice fine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love beer. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from Robiv, tussin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue, you sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck, nervous wreck, and I call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, and caffeine only makes me mean. Up spray paint ain't so quaint, it gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear. Get your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke and be broken in a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice fine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and screw Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, up and on some nitrous oxide. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold bear. Bear, 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 bear. Chill from real bit, dustin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue, you sneeze at you. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck, nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, caffeine only makes me mean. Love is great, pain ain't so plain, it gives you headaches, makes you faint. Ash is a gas like a blast from my pants, but trying to hunt it down, it's a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 beer.
I thought that music mattered, but does it bollocks? not compared to how people matter. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Good air, we're gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Good air, we're gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Good air, we're gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Good air, we're gonna keep me down.
Sipping the night away. Sipping the night away.
It takes a whiskey drink.
Your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
God is cool. Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? Who breaks the law but is not liable? man with a sticky Bible, Father Peter, the pedophile priest, who reads to us from the book of Job. Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Who hugs his son but not your daughter? Who dunks a dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who gropes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Okay, we're going to play a song that is usually played on the anti-Howard Stern shows that we occasionally do on The Reverend Is In, but tonight we're going to give it to Rush. So Rush has asked for our prayers in his rehab, and since I'm clergy, I feel half obliged to do one. So touch your computer monitor now, if you will. Lord, we pray that Rush Limbaugh, the subject of Al Franken's book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, gets through his rehab as a remade person who loses his Bush butt-licking tendencies, who loses his race hate, who loses his hatred of women and gay people, who discontinues lying to the public about the environment and many other issues, and who comes out an improved and evolved being. We pray for his well-being, that he gets through treatment, that he is not another casualty of the drug war, but goes through a more sensible approach to any social problem. But now, Rush, here comes the tough love part, normally reserved for the anti-Stern shows. This is The Beatles. I'm a loser. Play.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I have been. Of all the love I have won or have lost, should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser. such a fate. I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And it can't be Rush because he got it last week. Sunday, October 12th, 2003 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Seattle and one in Olympia. First, we have a runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Greg Poole, the principal of Caney Creek High School. Runner-up of the Asshole of the Week, Greg Poole, has suspended and possibly may expel and has had arrested two students at his high school, both of whom seriously depend on the use of an inhaler, one male and one female. The female left hers at home one day, and the male, her significant other, provided his when he saw that she had nearly stopped breathing and was in an alarming state of being, as witnessed by many others. Greg Poole defended the scholastic and legal troubles as saying that it was still a controlled substance, and they still broke the rules. Which implies, of course, that he thinks it would have been better if she had collapsed or died, possibly, rather than her boyfriend attempting to save her life and passing on his inhaler. So, War on Drugs buffoon Greg Poole, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to a very special someone. Someone even more deserving than that. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... And I can't believe this guy was never Asshole of the Week either. But now he is... Asshole of the Week is... Hey. Wait a second. Here we go. That's better.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... Sean Hannity, right-wing hate radio host and author, and another speaker at the radio convention in Philadelphia, defender of racist Rush Limbaugh, ass kisser of Clear Channel and Infinity monopolies at the convention and beyond. And, like Limbaugh, insulated from any kind of debate or confrontation, where only packaged questions were allowed, or else he would walk away. Sean Hannity, liar, myth perpetrator, defender of racists, defenders of corporate radio monopolies, and this week's Asshole of the Week. Alright, heard enough of that. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. And be sure to check out their Rush articles. The Beatles did I'm a Loser. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest. Chubba Wumba did Tub Thumper. Black Flag did Louie Louie. Asylum Street Spankers did Beer, and started off with Wanderama doing Cream Puff War, and now went out to our birthday coffee goddess, Sin, who turned 22. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Rush on Drugs. And we just got a couple things to cover, and then we'll play some more music. There is a petition now online for the removal of these laughable action figures that has Bush in his flight costume when he went to announce the end of the war and occupation, which seemed a little premature anyway. But rather than laugh at his little Halloween costume that he flew in on, KB Toys decided to make an action figure out of it. And even more laughable, they made it 12 inches long. Well, there's a petition now to drop that, and it's at petitiononline.com/KBToys, and that is worthwhile. If you are a long-term listener of the show, you know that I am no fan of Free and Curry magazine. However, there is a great issue that is brand new and just came out, and I will give credit when due. The cover story alone is worth it, but it's a great issue. Free and Curry magazine, October-November 2003 issue, published by the Council on Secular Humanism, and they're online at secularhumanism.org. October-November 2003 issue, the cover story with pictures, with some disturbing pictures, is The Great Scandal, Christianity's Role in the Rise of the Nazis. And it's very true stuff. This is one of the things that I've been tracking for a very long time. The Hitler's Pope book is also recommended if you haven't heard the show before. All right, I'm probably not going to read as much of this as I was going to, but I'll give you a little reading since I promised it. This is my signed copy of Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot by Al Franken, Delacorte Press. And this is a couple of books ago, so please remember to pick up his new one, Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right. That's brand new. This is from his book from the mid-90s, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. I tried to meet Rush back in 1992. I was the anchor for Comedy Central's convention coverage, Indecision 92. We thought it would be interesting to have Rush on our program, joining other conservatives like Paul Gigut of the Wall Street Journal and regular American Spectator contributors Joe Queenan and Ben Stein. Even Roger Ailes, executive producer of Rush's TV show and media advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Bush, appeared with us and was terrific. Roger, by the way, is also very fat. Limbaugh, that was Al Franken talking, Limbaugh, though, had demands. No one could be on the camera with him. No one could comment on anything he said. Screw that, I said, and no Limbaugh. Limbaugh knows what's good for him. Whenever he ventured outside the secure bubble of his studio, the results have been disastrous. In 1990, Limbaugh got what he thought was his chance at the big time, substituting hosting on Pat Sajak's ailing CBS Late Show, but the studio wasn't packed with pre-screened ditto heads. When audience members started attacking him for having made fun of people with AIDS, Rush panicked and they had to clear the studio. A CBS executive said, "He came out full of bluster and left a very shaken man. I had never seen a man sweat so much in my life." Limbaugh later apologized for joking about AIDS and promised to, quote, not make fun of the dying, unquote. All right. So, that is from Rush Limbaugh's A Big Fat Idiot by Rush Limbaugh. There's a great website in England where they, there's a great project in England that's online where they take care of neglected and abused animals for life. They don't kill them. And people can help. Online, it's theanimalrescuesite.com. Very, very worthwhile. And this came in the mailbag, too. There's large bands cutting deals where they only sell their brand new CDs or DVDs at, like, the big giant chains for a couple of weeks, although the Stones broke the mold and agreed to do it for a couple of months through the holiday season at one of these giant chain stores, and withholding their product elsewhere, their new DVD deal. So the Reverend believes that these are illegitimate products unworthy of purchase. And even though we at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com and the two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle, do not condone downloading or piracy or copying stuff because they are illegal, even though it hurts nobody, we would understand if people did that instead of buying and reinforcing this kind of behavior that includes supporting the chains after there were four figures of independent music and bookshops that went bankrupt last year. So please do not buy these products. From AlternativeTentacles.com, the label that provides Jello Biafra's recordings and all kinds of great music and spoken word and benefit releases and compilation releases, the Freedom Archives, Chile, The Promise of Freedom, recordings from Chile after the American-backed military coup, a new book by Ted Rall, the only cartoonist to go to Afghanistan, Ted Rall's To Afghanistan and Back book, new Lydia Lunch CD, and please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys, including their music and DVDs, that have been coming out on labels other than Alternative Tentacles. The Cheryl Miller Memorial Project is still happening in Washington, D.C., and that's at CherylDCMemorial.org. Paul Krasner's books and CDs available at Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, PaulKrasner.com. All of his stuff is great, by the way. Civil Liberties information at ACLU.org. Love and support and healing from the Reverend Azin to everybody affected by the recent passing of former Radio Volta DJ Claire Clay, 1978 to 2003, and to support the Plea for Peace CDs, the Take Action Tours, and their support of the National Helpline, which provides 24/7 support in cases of depression or suicide, go to subcity.net, and you can contact or pass on this number of the National Helpline, which again is 24/7 for depression and suicide at 1-800-SUICIDE. Renee Bryant's band On the Rag, not On the Rag, that's their label, All or Nothing HC is on tour. You can catch them at ontherag.net. Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and David Rovics at everreviledrecords.com. And check out the Reverend's friend, Dark Lady at darklady.com. And Dr. Susan Block at drsusanblock.com. And her great editorial, What's New, and editorials and terror journals, Extreme Asscraft, and the Reverend's response in Patriot Letters, which is a link in the right margin. All right, I'll give you a Pat Robertson quote before I play another song. This is for real. This is not a joke. This is for real. And you can imagine if somebody who supported Al-Qaeda talked like this in public, on television, no less. Pat Robertson, this past week, interviewing Joel Mowbray, author of Dangerous Diplomacy, How the State Department Endangers American Security. Robertson hates the State Department, and you'll see why later. This is Pat Robertson speaking. This is a quote. I read your book. When you get through, you say, if I could just get a nuclear device inside Foggy Bottom, which is where the State Department is, Reverend talking. Back to the quote. I think that's the answer. I mean, you go through this and you say, we've got to blow that thing up. Pat Robertson, end quote. Mowbray has been critical of the ways visas were issued in Saudi Arabia. Here's more Pat Robertson, quote. Well, it looks like Congress had better do something, and maybe we need a very small nuke thrown off on Foggy Bottom to shake things up. How do we get rid of them? Robertson condemned the State Department as a rogue element, accused them of supporting Muslim rebels who opposed Liberian dictator Charles Taylor. Robertson, Bush supporter, has strong financial interests in Liberia's diamond and gold industry, in which he also allegedly used funds from his non-profit empire. So he, and Charles Taylor is, make no mistake, an terrible dictator. More Pat Robertson quotage. So we're undermining a Christian Baptist president to bring in Muslim rebels to take over the country. All right. We covered pretty much everything. So let's play a song. This is for the people hurt by Rush Limbaugh's idiotic, bigoted remarks. That specifically has been of a racial nature. Rush Limbaugh made racist comments about football player Donovan McNabb, which, despite the fact that we're making fun of him and despite the fact that we've given him a little bit of a spanking, Jennifer Hunter style, consented, and a little bit of tough love, we're also acknowledging that bigotry does hurt people, and we're going to play a song to reverse that and attempt to heal that to those affected. It is unlikely that we're going to go overtime, so I want to get this stuff played now, and there's a special comedy track we have to play for Rush before the night ends. So we're going to play the recently passed away Nina Simone doing her song from 1969. This is called To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Play. Okay, we have a very special final tribute to Rush coming right up by the late comedian Bill Hicks. But let's do the credits. The Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or general inspiration to tonight's show to Birthday Boy Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, The Secret Chimp, Liz Marks, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the Belgian, French, Dutch, Australian, and Brazilian and Canadian Bookburners, Ed Gold, Kim and her sister, Liz Butt, Holly and Al, Maggie, Dave the Auto Guy, Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese, Maria, Birthday Coffee Goddess Sin, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, Justin, Brooke, Terry, and Sister Mary Titwright, or Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, and Sister Mary Titwright. Blah, blah, blah. Full Circle Records, All Clinic Defenders, Mr. Z, Pie Man, Nadia, Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel video, Jennifer Hunter, everyone from Radio Volta for surviving the looting and theft of a radio transmitter from Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington independent radio stations that broadcast this show every week, DJ Cindy and Jim Nexus from Radio Volta, and to Dallas Blanchard. And plugs I forgot, emergency contraception information, always important to be able to pass along to others, backupyourbirthcontrol.com, prochoicelig.com, please send them a few bucks because they really, really need it. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Quail, Quayle, quail@sjcdc.org. Next week on The Reverend Is In, expose the Bush. And please send me ideas and send me more of your Bush exposing emails and the stuff I love to get from you. And hopefully we'll get Jennifer Hunter on, and there's a couple of other maybe live guests I don't want to announce until they're more likely to be happening. And, because I don't tease. And now, the final tribute to Rush. And then we'll play some songs by Mojo Nixon and Sepultura, or however you pronounce their name. This is the late Bill Hicks from his Rant in E Minor comedy CD. This is entitled Rush Limbaugh.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Didn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard? I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one who sees that, or not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Traffic climbing hill, Everybody go, warrior. Sit around a campfire and bowl and chair. Bean don't read them, do the bear. Run it quick, take the pole. John Wayne, for sure. Oh, I'm a Winnebago warrior. I'm a crazed America pioneer this year. Come on, wet dog. Found it. Down by the creek, hang your picture next to your sink. Tell your grandson who's the boss. Who's the boy? Pay attention. Tie a gopher to the front. Get a U-Haul full of souvenirs that you bought along the way. Let me tell ya, I'm a winner, ain't a warrior. Oh, oh. Looking for John Wayne.
Okay, you heard. You heard what? You heard. How do you say this name? Sepultura doing Drug Me, a song about television and. What do you know, Rush? Prescription drugs. Mojo Nixon and the Toad Lickers did Winnebago Warrior. And I think. Oh, and Bill Hicks did Rush Limbaugh, and started off with Nina Simone doing To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Rush on Drugs. and the Radio Volta guys, who are due the second Sunday of every month, are not here, so I'm going to go a little overtime. And there's a lengthy Lenny Bruce track that I never seem to have time to play. So what I'm going to do is put that on. If these guys show up, then that means I will not have time to play it. But I'm going to be optimistic and think that this will play tonight. So stay tuned. This will be worthwhile. Lenny Bruce was a comedian in the 60s, except that he always got busted for his comedy. And he was the inspiration behind a lot of people. He was like early 60s. So a lot of the people who came along later who were very funny, activist and organizer Abby Hoffman, Paul Krasner, and later than that, George Carlin, and many others, got their start by hearing people like Lenny Bruce, who paved the way, but it was a very rough road. And I'm going to play from the Berkeley concert, which was released by Frank Zappa originally in the 60s on his Straight Records, and re-released at some point in the 80s on Rhino. But first we'll play one more song from this Alternative Tentacles compilation, and then we'll get into Lenny Bruce. We're going to play Sister Double Happiness, which includes former members of the Dicks. This is Holiday in Cambodia. Play. Okay, I promised it, now we'll deliver. So before we close, we'll play from the original, the master, the foreplay to all modern comedy from the early 60s, Lenny Bruce. And even though he was busted so many times on obscenity charges, it's good to point out that the people who were great after him, like George Carlin and Bobcat Goldthwait and Bill Hicks and Judy Tenuta and others, were the people who seemed to carry on his legacy. And even though he was a pioneer in obscenity and breaking taboos with his comedy, in which he was busted so many times, that should not mean that people, and some writers have actually had the unmitigated gall to do this, to compare Lenny Bruce's memory to the total assholes like Howard Stern or Sam Kinison or Dice Clay, who might use some naughty words, but are actually into beating up the already oppressed, the already depressed, the already homeless and disabled, and people in minority communities. So Lenny Bruce was into raising consciousness and making a point and being a voice for social justice. I don't know if this is the best example to introduce somebody unfamiliar with his work to him, but it's the best that I have in my collection. This is Lenny Bruce from the Berkeley Concert on Rhino Disc Records. Play.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lenny Bruce.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like this? Weird, I had no pants on. Ta-da! The Ecumenical Council has given the Pope permission to become a nun. Just on Fridays, though. So. I can't work with this thing. Isn't that funny? Went backstage, I really loved it, and I fooled around with it, and then... But I can't, it's too, I'll work around it. Does it look religious? It looks sort of religious, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, the president. Yeah. That's it. That's faith and goodness. And veneer. There's more churches and people that work for the church than I think there are courthouses and judges. So actually what it is, Catholicism is like Howard Johnson. And what they have are these franchises. And they give all these people different franchises in the different countries, but they have one government. And when you buy the Howard Johnson franchise, you can apply it to the geography, whatever's cool for that area. And then you pay the bread to the main office. And you have to, keep a certain standard, which is cool. But it is definitely a government by itself. And I think that's what we're doing in Vietnam. Because the communists are a threat to those jobs. That's where it's at. And I think that's what it's always been, that those two factions are always bitching and fighting with each other. And so actually we have the Catholic government inside our government, and they have this bitch with the communists because they're always fighting over the work, and then when they take over, they do them out of the gig. So what happens is that, because, Catholicism is here, and the people who work for it are here. And that's another big problem, that people can't separate the authority, and the people have the authority vested in them. I think you see that a lot in the demonstrations. Because actually the people are demonstrating, not against Vietnam. They demonstrated against the police department. Actually, against policemen. Because they had that concept of the law, that the law and the law enforcement are one. And it started, said, well, we have to have some rules. That's how the law starts, out of the fact. Let's see. I tell you what we'll do. We'll have a vote. We'll sleep in Area A. Is that cool? Okay, good. And we'll eat in Area B. Good? Good. We'll throw our crap in Area C. So everything went along pretty cool, you know, everybody was very happy. One night, everybody was sleeping. Guy woke up, pow, got a face full of crap. He said, hey, what's the deal here? I thought we had a rule. He said, eat, sleep, and crap, and I was sleeping, and I got a face full of crap. So they said, well, the rule is substantive. That's what the 14th Amendment is. It regulates the rights, but it doesn't do anything about it. It just says that's where it's at. We'll have to do something to enforce the provisions, to give us some peace. Here's the deal. If anybody throws any crap on us while we're sleeping, they get thrown in the crap house. Agreed? Because, well, everybody? Yeah, but what about if it's my mother? You don't understand. Your mother will be the fact. That has nothing to do with it. It's just a rule. Eat, sleep, and crap. Anybody throws any crap on us, they get thrown right in the crap house. Your mother doesn't enter into it. Everybody's mother gets thrown in the crap house. Priests, rabbis, they all go. Agreed? Okay, agreed. Okay, now going along very cool, you know? Guy's sleeping, pow, into the face full of crap. Now he wakes up, he sees he's all alone, this guy. And he looks, and everybody's having a big party. He says, hey, what's the deal? I thought we had a rule, eat, sleep, and crap, and you just threw a face full of crap on me. They said, oh, it's a religious holiday. And we told you many times that you're going to live your indecent life and sleep all day. You deserve to be thrown crap on you while you're sleeping. You're going to sleep all day. And the guy said, bullshit. The rule's the rule. And this guy started to separate the church and the state right down the middle. Pow. Here's the church rule and here's the federalist rule. Okay, everything's going on very cool. And the guy said, hey, wait a minute. Although we made the rule, and how are we going to get somebody to throw somebody in the crap house? We need somebody to enforce it. Law enforcement. Okay. Now they put the sign up in the wall, and you wanted law enforcement. Guys apply for the job. Look, here's our problem. See, we're trying to get some sleep, and people keep throwing crap on us. Now, we want somebody to throw them right in a crap house. And I'm delegated to the hiring here, and so here's what the job is. You see, they won't go in the crap house by themselves. And we all agreed on the rule now, and we firmed it up, so there's nobody gets out of it. Everybody's vulnerable. They go throw them right in the crap house. But you see, I can't do it because I do business with these assholes. And it looks bad for me, you know. So I want somebody to do it for me, you know. So I tell you what, here's a stick and a gun, and you do it. But wait till I'm out of the room. And whenever it happens, see, I'll wait back here and I'll watch, you know. And you make sure you kick him in the ass and throw him in there. Now, you'll hear me say a lot of times that it takes a certain kind of mentality to do that work, you know, and all that bullshit, you know. But you understand it's all horseshit, and you just kick him in the ass to make sure it's done. So it happens that now comes the riot, or the marches. Everybody's wailing and blah, 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 blah. Now you got a cop there who's standing with a short-sleeved shirt on and a stick in his hand. And the people yelling Gestapo at him. Gestapo, you asshole, I'm the mailman. Gestapo. Now, what it is, I think, is that people really want to beat the devil. Where that started was with the early, early missionaries, you know. I think they didn't really, that's why the people never could really separate the authority and the people, the authority vested in them. Because, you know, the savages, you know, they would teach them the religion. And after the speech, the savage would go, well, are you God? Well, no, but, the hell, you know, just, well, never mind that. And, I can do you a favor, you do me a favor, that's all. And, that's, I think, hang up, in our country right now, is that, because you always hear that kind of a story about the peace officer who pulled the speeder over, and the speeder turned out to be the governor. And he had the audacity to give him a ticket. So the fact that people repeat that story so much, that means that people don't believe that the governor could ever get a ticket, man. So then it's just the degree of the law that the governor could break. That means he can kick in the ass or anything, but it's bullshit. It's really not that way. Because everybody's vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's ass is up for grabs. It's really a groovy system. And I think that, well, the problem I had a long time with understanding the law is because of the language in the law and the fact that instead of taking each word and finding out the case that the word related to, once in a while I get lazy and I would apply common sense. And then I got really screwed up. Yeah. And it's really weird. Like, I went to the Supreme Court 3 times trying to get a writ of mandamus. They kept sending it back to the clerk, and they keep saying, what the language said, append a copy of the order in respect of which the writ is sought. And I keep sending this copy of the lower court. They keep sending me back. We told you to send the copy in respect of which the writ is sought. Then I dug. In respect of which, they use the word of, like I use the word to. And respect of means this kind of respect. In respect of it. So what they want to the Supreme Court is we want our judgment that these cats should respect us. Now the Supreme Court, right now there's some bullshit now with obscenities. There's an obscenity circus that's been going on for about 5 years. And I think that, I really can't believe that, that it's not settled yet. You know, it's just an illiterate view of the law is that what's obscene is dirty screwing and fancy screwing. And if a guy can tear off a piece of ass with class, then he's cool. But if the author depicts factory workers who are not expertise with stage shows, then it's obscene, which is just nonsense. A lot of confusion maybe with the obscenity laws is this. Is that the judges that are confused, they just didn't read, that's all. Here's how it works. If a guy gets busted, see, and he raises a federal question, and the appellate court answers it, that answer is mine and yours. That's equal protection from the law. That decision that one court, so in 1933, when a judge got Ulysses try to come in the country, you dig? And the customs and tariff people said, you can't bring your book in, you can't come in the country, it's obscene. So these people said, no, we want the book to come in, and we want to knock off the injunction to restrain, and they moved forward. And the judge said, okay, I'm going to read the book, but I'm not going to apply this Hickman rule anymore. The Hickman rule says that we should judge this book by the portion of it, to the guy who gets horniest quickest. The most corruptible mind in the community. I think, said this judge, we should apply the man, the average man, the reasonable man, the man with the normal average sex instincts. Gain that test. The man with the normal average sex instincts to that cat. Then they add the balance. Contemporary to his average age. So to the guy, the average sex instincts to his average age, his society, that's what we'll test it. So that means that rule, when any judge has to judge any work, he always has to apply that rule first. No, that was cool. Now it goes, they said, well, we've got to narrow it because what's happened here is that there's a lot of works of art that may get people horny. And there's a Los Angeles ordinance now in 1961. This guy got busted behind. And the judge said, I don't need any art critics. I know it's obscene, but the judge didn't know in that local court that wasn't the question the guy was asking. He said, this ordinance is unconstitutional because it doesn't have knowingly in it. And that's the principle of the whole American law system, your intent. So how could I know it, schmuck, when these people told me in the book jacket that this is art? So it doesn't, the intent has to be there. So the lower court said bullshit, and the Supreme Court said bullshit to the lower court. And that's when I started getting into trouble. Because from 61 on came the argument between petulant lower court judges and the Supreme Court and spoiled rotten DAs. When they lost the case, the city attorney in Los Angeles. Every time he'd lose in Washington, I'd get my ass kicked when he got home. Just bitching, bitching, bitching. And still freak the Supreme Court. They keep moving ahead, moving. They're going to do it their way. Now comes California legislature, 1961. And the legislature here are geniuses, and they came up with some kappa words. They said, what's the sense of making the artistic merit of a work a defense to a prosecution? Because after the guy's busted, his ass is in jail. Then he has to defend himself. Let's take it out of the defense to a prosecution, move it to an element of the offense. Now it's a crime to be utterly without artistic merit. That means the guy who makes the complaint, the burden is on his ass to prove it. He's got to schlep up 50,000 art critics. And after the... if they would accomplish that. Now, a lot of people say, well, geez, can't you find anything that's obscene? Is there nothing obscene? Why we have this desperate need for it now is because so many lawyers lost their ass on it that it seems only right that we should have it. I mean, you mean to tell me nobody can commit treason? I mean, Christ, I mean, and then to you nothing's treasonous. No, it's very tough. It's very tough to stop the information. That's where it's all at. Because the word the guy says is...
This is the Atheist Radio Network.